Shalom, chaverim. That's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat shalom. That's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I have a very special guest here in the studio today. Very exciting. I'm not even going to tell you who he is just yet, but you'll find out soon. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu. That is the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery Collection. And okay, you'd like a hint, wouldn't you? You're just dying to know. I will tell you that my guest today is an actor. He's a model. He's a real estate agent in New York City. He loves the Lord. Oh, and he was just chosen as one of the top 20 bachelors to appear on a reality TV show. He's really, really cute. Of course, I love my husband very much, but you'll see why I said that later. But stay with me. You'll love the interview. And right now, you're going to love a new song that's coming up because I have all kinds of new music. I was at the Messiah Conference last week, and it was just so exciting. I got a lot of new CDs, and this one is by John Waller, and he had a song that was recorded for the movie Fireproof. This CD is called It's For Me and My House, and this is a really important song. This is a declaration that our God reigns here.
Infirmity, I command you to live in Jesus. crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Hallelujah. That is a powerful song. We've been learning a lot lately about rebuking a spirit of anger, rebuking a spirit of fear, rebuking a spirit of death and destruction. And this is a powerful declaration. Our God reigns here. Does God reign in your house? Wow. Love that. Again, that was John Waller from the CD, As For Me and My House. Well, Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. We meet every Saturday at 10 o'clock. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. Hey, my friends in Lockport and Buffalo, if you love this music and you would love to worship at a Messianic congregation, check out Brith Hadashah at 2608 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. They meet every Saturday at 10:30. Stay tuned, folks, because somebody's going to have a chance to win a coupon for bagels in just a few moments. Right now, let's go to another new song. I'm telling you, I am just so blessed by all this wonderful music. I do not believe this guy is related to Joel Chernoff, but he has the same last name. This is Ray Chernoff. The CD is called Water to Wine. And you know what? Praise God, we are forgiven.
I could see it in your eyes. You've been taken by surprise. You'll be forgiven. It is something from inside. From the Lord you'll never hide. You'll be forgiven. He's in every step you take. Forget.
praise the Lord. The Bible says that if you are faithful to confess your sins, He will be faithful to forgive you. Praise God. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Coming up, I have an interview with a very famous person, and I'm very excited that he's live in the studio today. But I want to tell you right now that this program is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. If you need a new hairdo, or you want a manicure, pedicure, massage, facial, or you just want to have some pampering, or if you want to give a gift certificate to that special lady in your life, go to Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. There are two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The Henrietta number is 359-2249. That's 585-359-2249. And then they have another one in Fairport in Packets Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. 223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you will be treated like royalty. And right now, I have another treat for you. How about another new song? I'm on a roll. Zemer Lavov has a brand new CD called Even There, and this is one of my favorite songs. It's called Come Away With Me.
Just close your eyes and fall into me. I'll catch you. Oh, you are the apple of my eye. Oh, I'll be your source of strength when you don't have anything, so trust in me. Trust in me. Oh, trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in me, oh, oh,
Wonderful encouragement to trust in the Lord at all times. Sometimes it just seems like God is so far away, but He loves you so much and He knows what you're going through and He does care about you. So trust Him. He's got your back. He's got you covered. Speaking of your back, you know, sometimes when you hear this fabulous messianic music, you just want to dance around the house, but you might have thrown your back out a little bit if you do that. Well, don't worry. If you threw your back out, you just got to go visit Odell Family Chiropractic. They'll fix you up, make you feel great. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the 4 Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, it's your chance to win a coupon for bagels. And if you're listening to this program outside of Rochester, New York, instead of sending you a coupon for bagels, I'll send you another prize, maybe a CD or a book. The number here is 585-222-2990. 585-222-2990. Here's my question. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you're eligible for the coupon for bagels. What is one of the domesticated animals not mentioned in the Bible? Name me a domesticated animal that is not mentioned in the Bible. I'm thinking of a particular one, a very common household pet. It's not mentioned in the Bible. 585-222-2990, and you'll win a coupon for bagels. right, the phone number here is 222-2990, 585-222-2990. I'd love to give you a coupon for bagels. Name me a domesticated animal often found in a household today that's not mentioned in the Bible. Stay with me. Pretty soon, I have someone here in the studio. He's been cast on a CMT reality dating show called Sweet Home Alabama. He's an actor, a model, a real estate agent from New York City. I'm going to be talking with him just a moment, so stay with me. Just want to briefly mention two more sponsors, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. They're at 23 Main Street in Scottsville. Give them a call today at 889-7840. If you have any problems with your air conditioning unit, you know the weather's been so hot. Oy vey. You know the word for sweating in Yiddish is schwitzing. You know, if it's too hot in your house, you're schwitzing. It's like yucky. You need your air conditioning. Call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 889-7840. Also, I want to mention New Birth Computers. You know, if you're having a virus on your computer, that's also pretty yucky. New Birth Computers will take care of everything. They'll scan and remove your spyware, malware, get rid of all your viruses, repair your hardware, upgrade your computer, add more memory, add a larger hard drive, a DVD burner, set up, configure home networks, wired and wireless. This is the one I really like. How many of you have a bunch of movies laying around, like, you know, Super 8 or VHS? You need to get those converted to DVD, and they can do that as well. And if you mention that you heard this ad on Bagels and Blessings, New Birth Computers will pay the sales tax portion of your bill. Such a deal. Contact Bruce Bay today at 585-293-3407. That's 585-293-3407. Or email him at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com. All righty. It's time for another song. It's time for another song. Here's Joel Chernoff. No relation to Ray Chernoff, as far as I know. The CD is Come Dance With Me, Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel, Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, praise his name forever and again. Min ha'olam, but ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel. Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Baruch Adonai, Elohim Israel. Adonai, blessed is the Lord. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, praise his name forever and again. Min ha'olam, bat ha'olam, blessed is the Lord, the God of Israel.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so excited. We've got a winner. Shalom. Are you here?
I'm here. Are you there?
I think I'm here. Your name is Matthew, huh?
Correct.
Good name. What's the answer, Matthew?
It's a cat.
That's right. And what does a cat say?
Perfect.
That is a perfect answer. You're going to get the coupon for bagels.
Thank you.
Welcome. And what's your favorite Messianic radio show?
Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, I love you, Matt. Listen, you keep listening. I've got a very exciting interview coming up.
Will do.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
You too. Blessings.
Thank you.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. Matthew got the right answer. A cat. All right. You might recognize the song there. That is the theme song from the movie Sweet Home Alabama. You might be asking yourself, why am I playing the theme song from Sweet Home Alabama on a Messianic radio show? Well, the answer is very simple. My son, Michael Chadwick, is here in the studio with me, and he was recently cast as one of the bachelors on this wonderful CMT reality dating show. And he's right here, and I want to welcome Michael Chadwick to Bagels and Blessings.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, or Boker Tov, as we say in Hebrew.
Boker Tov, Shalom, Shmi Michael, Manisma.
Right, good. Michael knows a lot more Hebrew than I do. Michael, I am so excited to have you in the studio.
That's great. I'm excited to be here.
I have so many questions for you. Now, I'm going to treat you like you're just another actor, not just my son.
Well, I'm not acting like a real estate agent. I really am one, and not just playing one on TV.
I love it. So, Michael, all the millions of people listening want to know, when you were growing up, did you always want to be an actor?
That's a great question. When I was growing up, I wanted to be an aerospace engineer. But then I went
to, Oy vey, what happened?
But then I went to school and I started taking math, and I'm pretty persistent. I engineering wasn't going to work out, and I tried going to school for business. But the problem was, when I transferred from MCC to the University at Buffalo, I get this call from the admissions officer, and they're like, "We see you want to be a business major." I'm like, "Yes, business." "You withdrew from math 6 times. You might consider something else." "What about communications?" So then I got into theater. But, you know, I always knew I was interested in acting, but it wasn't until a moment I had in high school when I was watching a movie. I don't remember what movie it was, but I remember seeing these people that were having the time of their life, being in a career, doing what they love doing. And I thought to myself, I don't want to continue to watch other people's amazing lives. I want an extraordinary life. I want my life to be my own movie. And that's when I decided I want to be an actor.
Wonderful. Did the fact that your mother forced you to look at musical comedies day in and day out have anything to do with it?
Absolutely not.
I am not admitting or denying that. All right, Michael, I think that this is a question. You're a believer in Yeshua the Messiah. You're in the entertainment business. Is it hard to be a believer in Yeshua in this field, in the entertainment industry?
Well, I'd love to answer that question, but before I do, can I just take a moment to tell our listeners what Sweet Home Alabama is?
Oh, I was going to get to that, but sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sure. It's a beautiful love story about this blonde Southern belle named Devin Grissom and her quest to find a man, and she has to choose between the world that she's used to in Alabama or some city guy like me. So there's 10 city guys and 10 country guys from all over the country that were competing for her heart, and I came for business reasons. I wanted to get some publicity for my real estate business in New York City. But at the same time, you know, I didn't want to be single the rest of my life. So I was really wondering if she could be, you know, she could be the one for me. You know, down south, they got more churches than people. So I figured my odds of finding a good godly woman were good going to Alabama. And what I found was something I didn't expect. I actually fell for her very hard, and I put my heart on my sleeve. And after a 6-year writing block, I started writing songs again, inspired by this amazing country angel named Devin. And to find out if she felt the same way and who she ended up choosing, you got to watch the show. It's going to be at 2 o'clock today on CMT.
That's right. The show aired for the first time on Thursday night at 9 o'clock. But if you missed it and you have CMT, Country Music Television, you can watch it again today at 2 o'clock p.m. and see Michael on the program. Very exciting. Well, then I'll ask you the other question in a moment, but
sure.
Let's talk a little bit about this program. How did you get on the program?
Well, I've been an actor in New York City for 2 years, and I wasn't really making a living, so I got into real estate because I'm able to have flexibility for auditions, but still, you know, I'm making a lot more money as a real estate agent than I ever did as a waiter. But so there's a website called actorsaccess.com, which allows actors to self-submit for castings. They're called breakdowns. So I saw the breakdown for this new show, and I pitched them, what if you had this New York City real estate agent that came and competed against all these country people. And I kind of thought I had an edge because my mom is a Southern Belle.
Well, of course.
You know, from Richmond, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like that I could relate to the Bachelorette, to Devin, on a level that many other guys couldn't from other cities because I'm not just city. I got a little country in me. So they loved it. And next thing I knew, I was doing a Skype interview. And the network made their decisions. About a week later, I got a phone call. And then 48 hours later, I was on a plane into the great unknown called Mobile, Alabama.
That must have been quite an experience for you.
It was crazy, and it was so much fun.
Oh, wow. Okay, so getting back to my question, tell me about being a believer and being in the entertainment field. How does that work for you? Does it have challenges? How does that all work?
Oh, there's challenges. Absolutely. It's not easy to be a Messianic Jew or born-again Jew or Jew for Jesus or evangelical Jew, whatever you want to put it, or be a Christian or a Christian.
Amen.
You know, to be a follower of Jesus and to be in the entertainment industry is not an easy thing because the media, first of all, I really think that the secular media doesn't really have a very positive image of Christians. And whenever you use that term Christian, people have all these ideas of what that word means. What I found, unfortunately, is that it doesn't always mean intimacy with Christ. And it's been a challenge for me to maintain my holiness and my integrity when I'm in an environment where I'm constantly provided with opportunities to live lifestyles which are contrary to what the Bible says is holy. But the only thing I can do is try to be the best example I can be of His love. And unfortunately, I got to say that that's one area that I really struggled in on the show because, you know, there's a lot of competition. And I can't say that I responded in the most Christ-like way most of the time, and you're going to see a very human side of Michael Chadwick on the show. But at the same time, you know, God's love is awesome, and His mercies are new every morning, and His faithfulness is incredible. And it was a profoundly moving experience that changed my life.
Amen. And we played a song earlier called Forgiven, and I'm sure that whatever happened, you are forgiven in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen. Michael, what advice do you have for somebody? There might be somebody out there listening to the program right now and they're thinking about going into modeling or acting. Do you have any advice for them?
That's a really good question. People often ask that question and hear the very typical response is, don't do it. If you could do anything else in the world, then don't do acting or modeling. And I'm not going to say that today because I believe that, you know, if you don't have a dream, you're not alive. And if you are serious and you want to be in the acting or modeling business, I would say just be very realistic with yourself. Take a step back and look at it from a business perspective and ask yourself, where do I need to be in my life to compete for the jobs I want to have? So the first step is you have to be in a market where your statistical chances of getting any work are increased, which means you got to be in New York, you got to be in LA or Miami, or be in a place where the jobs are. And I would say to you, be very realistic. Find someone who is successful. See if you can do what they did. You know, definitely don't do what I did in the respect that when I first came to New York, I tried everything at once. When the very first thing I should have focused on was getting stable financially because you need money to pay for those headshots, for acting classes, for additional training. And this whole time I've been building a career, I've been going to auditions, but like I've been doing everything at once when I should have focused on getting stable financially at first. And now things are starting to come together, and that's exciting. I'm so excited to be on a national TV show right now. But in my real estate business is flying. If anyone needs an apartment, call me. And that's kind of funny on the show. I'm handing out my business cards to everyone. And no, I did not hand out my business card to the girl. But but you got to watch the show and see what happens. So yeah, just again, be real with yourself. Pursue your dreams. And don't listen to the quote-unquote to the naysayers per se. Just, you know, put yourself in the place where you got to be to get the jobs, get the right training. You know, any profession, regardless whether it's acting or a trade, you need skills in order to perform the functions of your job. And one of the things that one of my acting coaches shared with me, Tom Todorov, who is one of the best acting coaches in the world, he trained at Juilliard, been in hundreds of plays, he trained in London. He's like Liam Neeson's personal coach at one point. He was in a movie with the Harrison Ford called A Hollywood Homicide, and he's got schools all over the country, all over the world. Tom said that, you know, actors, you know, are like musicians, except that actors are lazy. They don't practice. You know, to be an actor is just like being a musician. You're not going to make a living as a musician if you don't practice hours a day. So I would say if you want to be an actor, or then you got to work on your craft. You got to go to continue your training. You got to take scene study classes. You have to learn how to audition. I'd recommend Michael Shirtless' book, How to Audition, which is an incredible book. And if, you know, if you want to model, you know, there's I could talk forever about that, but just basically you got to be realistic with what where you got to be physically to compete for the jobs you want to compete at. You know, do high fashion, you got to be tall, got to be thin. If you want to do commercial print, it could be pretty much anybody, but again, you got to make sure that whatever you want to do, that you position yourself to get the jobs you want to get. Does that make any sense?
It does. Thank you so much. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bangles and Blessings, and I have right here in the studio Michael Chadwick, who was just cast on the CMT reality show called Sweet Home Alabama. It was on Thursday night at 9 p.m., but if you missed it, you can see it today on CMT, Country Music Television, at 2 o'clock p.m. It is a wonderful show. I got to see it Thursday night, and I'm so excited for you, Michael. What an experience.
Yeah, it was really cool.
What was it like to see yourself on TV?
Pretty cool. Yeah,
absolutely.
It was great. I really liked how, you know, I don't know how the show is going to be edited moving forward. None of us have seen any episodes before they air. But I got to say, I'm just so excited with how I feel like, at least up to now, I feel like I was presented in a very positive light. And my president of my real estate firm, Bond, has not fired me yet. So
that's a good thing. You know, Michael, a few minutes ago, you were talking about naysayers. Wherever you go in this world, you're always going to find people that have negative things to say and people that are overly critical, especially when it comes to acting and modeling. I think you have a lot of people that talk about the negative side of it, that, oh, you know, people are so vain. But isn't there a very wholesome organization that you're also part of in New York City for models and people that are in the fashion industry that really want to focus on the Lord?
As a matter of fact, yes. There is a worldwide community of Christians and, you know, people that are pursuing a relationship with Jesus and work in the fashion industry. It's called Models for Christ. And I first got connected with them through some dear friends of mine, who are very successful models, and it's a worldwide network of small groups and just real grassroots, down-to-earth people that come together and look for ways to encourage each other, to help each other in business, and to pursue a deeper relationship with Jesus. And they're in every single market of the world where there's a fashion industry. So if you're looking for a community of Christians that are working in fashion, whether they're models, designers, photographers, you know, go to the website and get some more information. It's an amazing ministry, and they have such a heart for seeing revival and transformation. They're seeing women that have eating disorders that are getting healed. I mean, they're just being, they've been around for about 25 years. They were founded by some supermodels named Jeff and Laura Kallenberg, traveled all over the world, very successful, and they've seen thousands of people's lives being changed. It's just a great organization.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed you spent some time down in Alabama, and you've come back with a little bit of a southern twang. I hope you know that.
Oh, have I?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Again, I have to mention it. Sweet Home Alabama. If you didn't see it on Thursday night, it'll be on today on CMT at 2 o'clock p.m. One of 20 bachelors chosen from all over the country. That's pretty thrilling.
Yeah, my whole life, it was one thing to hear my own mother saying I was God's gift to women. But, you know, when other people started to acknowledge that as well, it was awesome.
Well, I would never lie to you.
Right. Right.
Michael, do you sometimes think to yourself, like, why has God blessed me? Like, why was I given this opportunity? Do you ever, like, question?
Sometimes I think God's up there smoking a joint.
Michael!
Like, I'm like, why did he put me here? Why does he even care about me?
No, come on.
Sorry about that. Off the record. Oops. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, sometimes I wonder why did God choose me. And frankly, it's like that line from Fiddler on the Roof where Tebby's like, would you choose somebody else for a change? And I tell you, God isn't looking for people that are perfect. He's not looking for people to have all their ducks in a row. He's looking for people that are available. And I believe the world is broken and hurting and really needs Jesus. And I'm not perfect, but I feel like, you know, hopefully the more I'm successful in this industry, I'll have an opportunity to share the love of Christ and share the truth and the peace that he has. And I hope that someday when people find out that I'm a believer, I'm a follower of Jesus, of Yeshua, that instead of thinking of all the hypocrites with those signs picketing funerals, that they'll think of someone who's really all love and light.
That sounds good to me.
Right.
I like that.
Right now it's really unfortunate when people here, when people think of an evangelical Christian, they think of someone who's of a certain political orientation, who's very judgmental. And I just want freedom in Christ. You know, I want love, and I want people to experience the same awesome personal transformation that I have. That's all I want.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am just so excited. I really, really am. Now, there's a lot of people out there. Maybe we should open up the phones to see if anybody has a question for you.
Absolutely.
The phone number here is 222-2990. Maybe you've been thinking about becoming an actor, or maybe you have a question. Maybe you saw the show Thursday night and you have a question for Michael. The phone number here is 222-2990. The only thing you can't ask him is if he ended up with the girl, because he can't tell you that. All I can say is, if he did, I'm going to have some gorgeous grandchildren. Absolutely gorgeous. But the number here is 222-2990. Call now.
I want to say something, too. You know, people have been coming out of the woodwork trying to set me up, and I appreciate it, but I am actually contractually unavailable for the next 8 weeks. So stop trying to set me up. Stop trying to ask me what happened. Watch this show, and you'll see.
Well, we can't wait to find out what happened. Now, for all those millions of people out there who really care about you and really want to pray for you, what's the best way we can be praying for you right now, just in terms of your life, your goals, the next steps?
Pray for those next steps. Pray for our believers out there, other followers of Jesus who are considering, want to pray for me spiritually. Pray that my relationship with the Messiah would deepen. And that I would that my goal of being a person who's known for love would be accomplished. That's something that's really important to me, that when people are around me, they feel the presence of God, they feel Jesus, and that I'm love and light. That's who I want to be. And unfortunately, that's the one thing that I feel like I really failed in on the show. I think it came around. You know, listen, when you got 20 guys competing for a girl, there's going to be conflict. But I'd have to say we definitely patched things up towards the end. And also, pre-praying for those next steps in my career, because when you're loved or hated, when your name's in front of 5 million people, there's got to be a business opportunity there. You know, I'm hoping that I can start selling more apartments in New York City, that I'll get my music career off the ground. I mean, I mentioned that I used to write songs, and I was in a serious relationship about 5-6 years ago, and the girl broke my heart, and it was the only time in my life when somebody broke up with me. And I said I would never fall for someone, you know, like that ever again. Like, I fell for her on the first date. I go to Alabama and I meet Devin, and the Lord used this girl to do something to me. And I'm telling you, I wrote a ton of music and I performed some of them to her on the show. So be praying that that God works it out, that if I'm supposed to branch out into a music career, this happens as well. This comes together, and that more people can hear the music. So yeah, just be praying for what I'm supposed to do with this opportunity, what its purpose is in my career. Also, I don't want to be a reality star. I actually want to be a real actor. So I'll be praying that God opens up opportunities to actually do what I was trained for. And I love real estate. I love business. It's kind of cool. I can see myself as a celebrity real estate agent someday. But my ultimate goal is to be a leading man in film. So be praying for those next steps, that what I'm supposed to do, you know, just come to fruition, that and that all this publicity will be translated into something really positive for my career.
Absolutely. From your mouth to God's ears. The phone number here is 222-2990. This is your chance to talk with Michael on air. He would love to answer your questions, so don't be afraid to call 222-2990. Or if you're out of town, it's 585-222-2990. Call now. We'd love to have a little chatting with Chadwick session with you. Wow. So exciting. Let's talk a little bit about real estate, because people can listen to this program on WDCXAM.com, and there could be someone listening right now in the New York City area.
Sure.
Maybe they need your services. What can you do for them? So tell me. Talk to me, darling. Talk to me.
Okay. I'm a licensed real estate agent in the state of New York. I'm with Bond, which is one of the top 5 brokerages in Manhattan. So yeah, I help people buy, sell, and rent apartments. If you have a student that's coming to New York City and is looking for a cost-effective apartment, I have relationships with landlords all over the city. I'm doing this almost 2 years now, and I'm very good at what I do. Just to be truthful, not to be arrogant, but
amen.
So I have a good business, and what we do, help people find affordable housing. And also, I do work with on a very high-end clientele as well. My clients range from that student who's got no money and is living on the parents to a high-end, high-powered executives. I've worked with, you know, I've worked with vice presidents. One of my most exciting deals, actually, was just last week. I rented an apartment to a production accountant who was working on a new TV show with James Caviezel from Passion of the Christ. Seriously. Yeah. And
that's big.
It's huge. Yeah. She rented a gorgeous luxury alcove studio in the Midtown West.
He's working with Yeshua.
And so it's a new TV show produced by J.J. Abrams. And I had the opportunity of helping one of their production accountants find an apartment. So it's not like selling New York. I'm not doing multi-million dollar luxury apartments yet.
Not yet. Keyword.
Yeah, but I'm very easily accessible online, and also I have a Twitter page. If you want to follow me and be updated on what's going on in New York City real estate, you can follow me on twitter.com/mchadwick1.
That was my next question. Yeah. For all of our millions of listeners out there who are going to want to contact you, what is the best way to contact you?
Best way right now is probably through Twitter, twitter.com/mchadwick1. You follow me, I automatically follow you back. And if you're looking for real estate in New York, I can help you out. And as far as any acting contacts, michaelbchadwick.com is my acting website. You can contact me through there as well.
Michael B as in beautiful or beau or banana. Michael B. Chadwick.
B as in Brandon, which is my middle name.
That's true.
Which you should know unless you forgot since you're so senile.
No, I did not forget. I am not senile, I'll have you know.
What's my name?
George. This is Ethel Chadwick. I'm here in the studio with Michael Chadwick, and I'm really excited that he was cast on CMT Sweet Home Alabama. Be sure to catch it every Thursday at 9 o'clock. And if you miss it on Thursday, they replay it Friday nights and on Saturdays. I know today it'll be on at 2 o'clock p.m.
That's right.
Very exciting. Oh, my goodness. So, Michael.
So, Mama.
How long are you going to be in town?
I'll be in town till Monday.
So, if anybody has any other questions for you, they can get a hold of you. And for all of those television producers out there and other radio people out there that want to contact you, they've got till Monday.
They got till Monday. So, look me up. And yeah, that's exactly what you can do.
Excellent. I'm really excited. Let's talk a little bit more about your experience in Alabama. Had you ever been there before?
Yes, I had. Actually, many of our listeners might remember that 2007 to 2008, I was part of the Liberated Wailing Wall, which is the traveling music and drama ministry of Jews for Jesus. So we performed in over 200 cities all over the country, sharing the message of what they do and raising awareness and playing Messianic Jewish music. So I was a part of this singing group. And we actually performed at Daphne United Methodist Church in 2007, which was literally a few blocks away from the hotel I stayed at in Daphne. We first came to Alabama. We stayed in a hotel doing some testing, making sure that we were clean and sober and good bachelors for the girl, and psychological testing and all that. And we literally were just a few blocks away from this church. Unfortunately, our schedule was so busy, I wasn't able to go there. But it was very exciting to be back in the place I was, you know, 4 years ago.
Cool. I think we have a caller. Shalom. This is Ethel. You're on with Michael and me.
Good morning, Ethel and Michael.
Good morning.
My name is Diane, and I'm a weekly listener of your program, Ethel.
Okay.
And I just...
I'm so sorry.
I have been...
Just kidding.
Oh, that's my son. I'll take care of him later. He's walking home.
He has a nice sense of humor, obviously.
Yeah, he'll do.
To be her son, you need to laugh.
All right. Let her talk.
Well, I've been enjoying listening to you, Michael, and I'm so happy about your successful role that you're doing right now. And I wish you all the very best. You sound like a very devout follower of Christ, and that is the most important thing, as you probably know.
Amen.
And I wish you continued success, and you know, witnessing to the Lord will probably be uppermost in your efforts, and that's what I pray for, that you have success in everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Diane. It's so nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Well, I won't keep you. You probably have some other calls.
Do you have any questions for me?
Oh, If I was 40 years younger, I probably would.
Oh.
But at one time, I had aspirations of a singing career or some kind of voice talent, but that didn't come to pass, so it wasn't.
Are you in Rochester, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Are you aware of the thriving artistic community here? There are so many opportunities to get involved musically. There's the Pittsburgh Community Theater. There's Rochester Performing Arts Academy. There's just so much. There's Eastman School of Music. I just really encourage you to really bring it home, get involved in your church, sing on the worship team. You know, you don't have to be in some... And also, with I don't know if you're aware of voiceovers, you can work out of your house and you can offer your services anywhere in the world now with technology.
Well, I tried doing that. There was a studio in East Rochester. I actually did do a short commercial for a company out in Cincinnati someplace.
Awesome!
But, yeah.
I didn't go any farther. I couldn't. He said I need to find an agent. I couldn't find an agent here. So, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And,
well, don't give up. It's never too late.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
What you need is just a really good demo that showcases the what you can do with your voice, and then you shop it around, and God willing, somebody will hear it and want to hire you.
Well, I did think about that, but you know, I guess it wasn't God's plan because I didn't take it any farther, I guess, professionally. But I enjoyed the experience. It was nice.
While I got you on the line, is there anything you need prayer for?
Actually, yes, my eyesight.
Yeah?
May the Lord increase your vision. May he increase your vision, both physically and figuratively. In Yeshua's name, may he heal everything in your body, and may he give you fresh insight, fresh vision in Yeshua's name.
Amen. I'm reminded of that parable where Jesus, or wasn't a parable, it was a story, where Jesus spat in the mud and formed an eye and gave a blind man his vision. And that must have looked so weird to have this rabbi spit in the mud, but then they could see. So I just pray that, I'm not going to pray that God spits in your face, but I would pray that that Jesus would just come into your life and to give you vision like my mom prayed, and that he would touch you and that you'd see.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Blessings to you both.
Yeah, Diane, don't hang up. Can you hold on? They want to speak to you for a moment. We have to close out the show, but would you hold on, please?
Sure.
All right, thank you so much for calling. God bless you. It's actually that time. Michael, thank you so much for being my guest today. I wish you much success and happiness, and I'm just thrilled to have you home. And so it's now time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Yivarechech Adonai. Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai panav alecha vikunecha Yisa Adonai panav alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Michael. This is Ethel Chadwick and Michael Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem. Peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. I'll be back next week right here on 990 AM WDCX. Shabbat Shalom.